Later, there's a lot we will never know about what gets said around the Bush dinner table. Can you imagine, with Jeb getting closer to an official run, there would be three current or former presidents at the same table taking orders from Matriarch Barbara? Does being a president or former president give you the courage to cross a powerful woman like Barbara Bush? In the old days, what Barbara said was law at the Bush table. Have you ever disobeyed your formidable mom? From Honolulu, Hawaii, going to Alabama to participate in the last days of the March into Selma in 1965. In the end, my mother was very proud of me.
This is Kate. I'm calling from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Just 5 years ago, when I came out as an atheist, I was raised progressive Christian, and my family has had a really hard time adjusting and dealing with that, and I've had to work that much harder as a person to show them that I haven't changed. I'm still good and kind. I'm just no longer have God in my life.
From Allentown, Pennsylvania, I don't remember disobeying my mom or anything major. I was 36 when she passed. I'm 61 now, happy and successful. Listen up, Jeb Bush. Mother knows best. More calls, please, to 877-8-MY-TAKE. Have you ever disobeyed your formidable mom? Facebook.com/TheTakeaway. So back in 2000, Florida, the state of Florida, was decisive in the presidential election, right? Just ask President Al Gore. Florida's tight vote and some savvy courtroom plays gave the presidency to a Texan in 2000. Texas has been the home of a number of presidents, vice presidents, and candidates and running mates. Its broad cross-section of the conservative South and industrial economy has made it a good spawning ground for presidential material. The state of Florida, though, not so much. The 43rd president's brother from Florida may test that, though. In 2016, Jeb Bush has announced that he is now actively exploring a presidential run. Jeb Bush, of course, is the former Florida governor. And there is at least one person smiling about all this, the legendary Carl Hiaasen, novelist, reporter, and columnist for the Miami Herald. His latest book is called Skink, No Surrender. Hey, Carl.
How you doing?
So let's forget Jeb Bush for a moment. The state of Florida as a kind of litmus test for America. Good spawning ground for presidential material here, Bush or no Bush?
It's good material for screenplays and novelists. I'm not sure it's a good spawning ground for any. The idea that Florida is at play at all in a national election should be terrifying to the rest of the country. But I mean, for writers, it's a great place to be. I mean, when there's 19 million people living here, and it's basically a freak show. So you know, for the rest of us, it's just fun. There's probably a reason why we haven't produced a lot of you know, presidential candidates. Is still a fairly fast developing place. It's not a, you know, I mean, it's a place that's in flux.
Well, let me push back on that for a minute. There's a lot of diversity in Florida. You've got the military panhandle, conservative military panhandle. You've got Central Florida, which is kind of the Disneyfied kind of center of America. Then you've got Miami with all of its sort of ethnic diversity, and then there's all the old folks.
Yeah, I mean, it in one sense, it is a terrific cross section. If you can conquer as a candidate in Florida, I think you can win in the country, because you have to appeal to so many different base groups here. It's not Iowa. I mean, which is like 98% white. This is a state that has got all different political views. It's got all different demographics. And, you know, to be a popular candidate in Florida, I think, means actually you can be a viable candidate on the national stage. I mean, it's anything's possible.
So does that mean there is wind in the sails of Jeb Bush, even as there's plenty of material for columnists like Carl Hiaasen?
Well, look, he's viewed in Florida by most people favorably. He left as a somewhat popular guy, and that was because he was competent. Even if you didn't agree with him, he was a competent governor. And in this political era, competence makes you a rock star. You don't have to be great. You just have to be competent. I think it changes the whole picture for 2016 if he runs. I definitely do. And I think if I'm Hillary Clinton, I don't really want to run against Jeb Bush, because he's probably the only Republican candidate who could beat her in Florida right now. The polls show that she would stomp Marco Rubio if the election were held today. But Bush is a whole different story.
Now, you know, putting aside the distortions mentally of those of us who will, you know, rub our eyes and look at the bumper stickers and the campaign ads, Bush Clinton, once again, in 2016. Is this a sign that both parties have lost their center and all they can come up with is just Bush and Clinton here?
I don't know. There is a dreary aspect to it all, for sure. And there is certainly a national, fatigue about that. But at the same time, I mean, what is the center of the Republican Party? When Jeb Bush left, he was a very conservative governor, and he hasn't changed his positions on most issues. And now he's considered the center of the Republican Party. It's not because he's changed. It's because the party has changed. It's all in flux. It's, and the Democrats, the truth is they don't have a lot of options. They need a name candidate who gets established early and let the Republicans tear each other apart in the primaries. That's their strategy. Hillary's the only one that can really do that. So I don't know what it says. Politics is a wasteland right now. I mean, it doesn't, everyone's looking for a winner.
Is Hillary the center of the Democratic Party, or is it pure name recognition? And really, if you're going to talk politics, you need to think Elizabeth Warren, which is the progressive voice, that sort of thing.
I don't know, John. I don't think the Democratic Party has a center. I don't think they know what their center is anymore. I mean, and I don't necessarily think that's a terrible thing either. You get defined and pigeonholed. Americans don't think of themselves that way. I mean, Jeb Bush got elected in Florida twice with a lot of crossover Democratic votes at a time when the Democratic Party was much stronger than it is now. People will vote independently in the presidential races the same way they do in the state governor's races. It's not quite as people, I think, will cross party lines. But I don't think they think of themselves always left. I mean, I don't know anyone that can categorize the state of Florida one way or another, left, right, center, Democrat. We have more registered Democrats than Republicans here.
So let's talk about the fatigue factor for a moment. I think Hillary Clinton is perceived as kind of another version of Bill, but a breath of fresh air in terms of Bill's personal habits, that sort of thing. Jeb Bush, it seems to me, is a real departure from W.
Oh yeah, he's a totally different cat. I mean, he really is, he is as they say, the cogitator in the family, the thinker. But he's also, I mean, the tone, and the New York Times wrote about this. The tone and the persona are more important here, probably, than his positions. Everyone's going on about immigration and Common Core and how that's going to kill him with the far right. I'll tell you what, he doesn't need the Tea Party in Florida. I mean, the Tea Party is not a big factor here. They will tell you they are. They weren't. They weren't in the last election. Jeb can easily, Florida has 29 electoral votes. Again, terrifying to even imagine that, but that's what we've got. And it's very hard to win the presidency without winning Florida. And he could do that. He can win Florida.
Right.
And he could probably win Texas, depending on where Ted Cruz ends up in the primaries. But
well, Carl, you should go to your calendar and erase that X on January 1, 2016, where you marked John Hockenberry's first call to Carl Hiaasen on the campaign. It's going to be, I guess, my 30th since I managed to get you in 2014. Right? Carl, thanks so much.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.
Novelist, reporter, and columnist for the Miami Herald, Carl Hiaasen's latest book is Skink No Surrender.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.